the Catholic priest in the modern world, a living martyr for his faith in the priesthood. You may wonder why I should have written, actually, never published, this subject. I was asked on that occasion to just talk on the priesthood. But I decided it's better to just concentrate on one aspect, namely, the Catholic priest in the modern world, a living martyr for his faith in the priesthood. What are we saying? We are saying that for a Catholic priest who wants to be loyal to his priesthood in today's world, must, and sisters, this is absolutely true, must resign himself to the life of a martyr. Not a few priests in the 20th century have died a martyr's death, including, I'm happy to report, over 2,000 of my fellow Jesuit priests in communist Spain. Over 2,000. Society of Jesus having a grave crisis, but I'm confident so many martyrs in our century, they will pull us through. However, that is not the special focus of this, call it, presentation. We know there are two kinds of martyrdom. There is a red martyrdom of blood and the white martyrdom of professing one's faith with heroic courage in the face, and I chose my words, in the face of virulent opposition from hostile forces in society that militate against the Catholic priesthood. And sisters, you know what I told you? And India is not exempt. Did you know that? We could name a catalog of these hostile forces, like a widespread secularism that sees our purpose in life as ending with bodily death, or say in Hinduism. And I really mean it. I'll discuss this with Mother, or she's still Sister Nirmala, right? She's called Sister Nirmala, right? I think it would be wise, Mother, by the way, did not disagree with me, it would be well for the missionaries of charity to know at least something about Hinduism. Understand the culture in which you're living. As you know, in Hinduism, death is not the end of our life. There is, I'm sure you know this, there is a reincarnation. And people, millions, are living subhuman lives because they don't want to rise above their condition, lest their next life will be worse than the present one. In other words, as Christians, we believe we have only one birth, one death, and then, well, life everlasting. On these terms, if you don't believe that our purpose here on earth is to end with bodily death, and then comes eternity, then the priesthood is not only useless, it is dangerous. Because then people will live on earth as though their behavior here before bodily death determines their status, their happiness, or the opposite in eternity. Secondly, what are some of these forces that are hostile on principle to the priesthood? Like the preoccupation with material possessions, which typifies what we call the developed countries. Do you know that India, in all the social sciences of the world, is considered an undeveloped country? Did you know that? Every textbook in social science lists, of course, not just India, but India as an undeveloped nation. And of course, the social scientists define a developed nation. It is a country that is developed in, you know, what else? In this worldly resources. And these developed nations, oh, they give, and I'm happy to see the big, well, jugs of oil. And each one, big letters, USA. Thanks. I appreciate that. But the same United States demands contraception and abortion. When the United States won the war against Japan, among the conditions for the treaty, the peace treaty, shall we call it, with Japan, Japan had to legalize abortion. Otherwise, the war against Japan would have continued and more atom bombs would have been dropped on the country. Consequently, as a society becomes more secularized and materially preoccupied, there will be a corresponding, what a safe statement, a corresponding lack of interest in the priesthood. That is why, as I'm sure I've said to you people, since 1965, in the United States, we have lost 90% of our Catholic seminarians. Most of our Catholic seminaries in America are closed. They become hotels or restaurants or places of entertainment. Former seminaries. I know.